Hello, 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 and welcome once again. It is with great pleasure and a blessing for me to be here with each of you. And tonight, especially tonight, because it's very special, it's the start of a new segment of my program, which is Support for Caregivers. And myself, Laura Dial and Shelley Seitz will be here with you once a month, the second Tuesday of every month, to not only assist you on your journey, but to let you know that you are not alone and that there are truly, truly other people that do care about you. You may not hear it, you may not see it, but it does exist. There are a lot of other things I would like to say to you. But in just saying that introduction, laying that foundation that you are not alone, it just touches a chord within me because I've been at that very place that you are at. Everything that we say from our hearts, is not pretentious. We're not joking. We're very, very sincere. And again, we want you to know that we do support you. We want you to open up to us in ways that you are not able to open up to others and share your story. Allow others to hear what you have been going through or even what you have already gone through so that they can understand and know that they are not alone. Because in your story, they will also see themselves as you will see yourself in others. So with that pause, as I bring my dear friend Shelley Seitz on, and she's going to share with you some messages of support and add to the foundation that we are building, and is going to continue to grow and grow and grow as you tell others and others tell others. You know, it's just like that little pebble that just keeps on rolling down the hill, gathering moss, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, that's what this is all about, too, because this will make a difference in your life and in the lives of others that you want to touch and be touched. So share what is going on. And with that, Shelley, I'm going to step back and please introduce yourself and just build on top of what I have just spoken. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me.
Hi, Laura Dial. And hello, everyone out there. Hi. And I want to thank everyone who's listening tonight. And yes, this is our first night of broadcasting on Blog Talk about caregivers. And all of us are in the same boat. Maybe the circumstances are a little different, but if you've got someone who needs your care 24/7 or that you're worried about a family member or a friend or someone who is dependent on you, this is what it's all about. This is what a caregiver is. Someone who has others who are dependent on them for their quality of life. And whether you are dealing with agencies or you're dealing with your own personal feelings, and yes, there's a lot of anger, and yes, there's a lot of frustration, and you wonder why you're sacrificing your life. Now, I'm going to tell you, Laura Dial and I are not spring chickens, and here we are at this time in our life, and I have, my mother lives with us. And she has been with my husband and me for the over the last year, and she has a lot of medical problems, and one day at a time. And I tell you stories that would curl your hair. In fact, I don't believe I'm living this nightmare, but one day at a time, and I'm doing the best that I can, and it's exhausting. It's frustrating, it's exhausting, and I keep beating my head against brick walls with agencies and people who are supposed to be supportive, when in actuality, they don't have a clue. And you cannot read this in a book. You cannot learn what it is to be a caregiver in a book. I want you to know that. You have mm-hmm. to live it. You've got to experience it. You've got to know what it's all about in order to appreciate what others are going through. And mm-hmm. so because Laura Dial and I have been there, are there or been there and done that, we are best resources that you've got and your best friends. You are not alone. We cannot stress that enough. And for those of you who are listening and you're afraid to come on and talk to us, give us a call at 646-378-0386 and push number 1, and then we can bring you on to talk to us and tell us what's going on in your world. And maybe with all putting our heads together, we can help. That mm-hmm. Whether you've got children, a handicapped child, or a child who's gravely ill, or a parent, or a sibling, someone who is dependent on you for quality of life. And mm-hmm. so that's where we're at today. While you're writing all these things down, you'll want to write down that we'll be on again on May 5th, same time, same phone number. And that's when we do our readings. We do readings on the first Tuesday of the month for people who call in. And then on the 12th is the support group for caregivers. So that's the second Tuesday of the month. And, right. yes, Laura Dial and I are both intuitive counselors. We're both psychics in our own right, and between the two of us, we figured it out today. We've got about a century of experience behind us. It's not our first rodeo, and we both own our own businesses. And you can reach me offline at sagsun.com, sagsun.com. That's my website, and I own Sagittarian Sun Incorporated. And Laura Dial will tell you how you can reach her. And if you want to talk privately with us, you can reach us through our when we're not on online on the radio. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Okay, I've been on my soapbox long enough. What would you like to add, Laura Dial?
Well, totally awesome. I appreciate that. And you did cover some points that I was going to bring up also, that it's not about age. It's not where you're just taking care of someone old. It's like Shelley mentioned, it can be from infancy to, as they say, from 0 to 99 and then some. Also,
yep.
I want to add that it's not a one-sided thing. I have been down and out where my children had to take care of me. I mean, totally out. And when I say take care of me, I had to relearn how to walk, sit up. I mean, they had to learn how to use medical equipment and just a number of things. And it's like Shelley was saying, we do have our stories. Oh, yes, we do, and then some. And I have been on both sides of the spectrum. I'm also a registered nurse, so I have been a caregiver not just for my family, but also for strangers that have become like family members, and some of them even more so than family members. So even if you are not a caregiver now, or maybe you were in a position where someone had to take care of you, I want you to understand and realize that these feelings that Shelley had mentioned, like anger and resentment and being tired, it's on both sides. I remember when I was a patient, oh, God, I was not only angry, I felt guilt, I was depressed, I was even mad at God. I screamed out at him. Whoever, whatever I could, you know, scream at, I was, you know, very, very upset. And I had patients that reacted the same way. The caregivers, they react the same way. But the important thing, the really, really important thing to hold on to is that even when they're acting like this, they still love you and you still love them. It may not seem apparent, you know, may not look like love to you, and a lot of times it doesn't. However, somewhere down deep, that love still exists. That love is still there. And that's what you have to find and hold on to. And that's another reason why we're having this. Shelley and me have had some long conversations, and she did state that, you know, she's beating her head up against the wall. But I have to say, because she didn't say it, I'm going to say it, that she dearly, dearly loves her mother. And she wouldn't have it any other way. If she had to do it again, she would. And this needs to be said. So I want to encourage you to stop holding everything in and feeling like you can't talk about it, you can't share it, that you're a martyr, that no one else has gone through this. There are thousands, if not millions, of people have gone through things that we have gone through, and even worse. And I speak this truthfully because I've spoken to them. So I'm not talking off the top of my head. And this is to help you feel more comfortable to share your story. We're laying the foundation. Tonight is our first night, not as having programs. I mean, I've been doing this for many, many, many years. And as far as working with people, you know, it's like Shelley said, we added it up together. We could easily and modestly say 100 years with no problem.
Yeah,
however,
why not?
But tonight is our foundation for building support for caregivers and receivers. I think, you know, I'm going to throw that one in there too. Receivers also, because, like I said, I've been on both sides and I know how I felt when I was receiving, because I wasn't used to receiving, and I was also used to being very independent. So
right.
I had a lot of to learn and a lot of changing to do and a lot of accepting to do. So, but, you know, I'm back on my saddle, in the saddle, and I'm helping people right and left. Not that it wasn't before, but even more so with a passion. And Shelley, you know, is coming from the same path that I'm coming from. And we are very, very passionate about the support for caregivers and receivers.
Right.
Let me take
the thing of it is, when you walk, I found that even though I get to the point where I could just scream, and I don't know a thing about dementia or Alzheimer's. I haven't got a clue. I'm just one day at a time and beating my head against the brick wall, and whatever I can Google, thank God. But I'm learning a lot, and I had two boys that had Down syndrome, and they were adopted. I adopted them as infants, and my middle son died on my birthday in 1997, and the oldest one died, and Paul was 17, and then the oldest one was 26, and he died on December 7th of 2002. And I've buried two children. And I went through that and their lengthy illnesses. And that was 24/7 of care. But with children, taking care of them is a very different than taking care of adults, because adults are used to being independent. They're used to being the caregivers. They're used to being the ones that make their own decisions. And so when dealing with my mother, it's a totally different ball game. It's completely different. It's not like I'm dealing with children. I'm dealing with an adult. And I don't lose sight of that, because I do know that if I put myself in her moccasins and walk a mile, I realize that I wouldn't want people telling me that I don't know my own mind, when in actuality I didn't. But if she's lucid, then she doesn't want to hear that. She doesn't realize what she's done when she's not lucid. And so it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so it's a very different thing, very, very different. I'm always trying to figure out how would I feel if I was 84 years old and people were telling me all the time what to do and how to do it. And so that's another thing that causes the frustration and the guilt, and you wonder, am I doing the right thing? If things were different, I would certainly have her in independent living in her own apartment and doing her own thing, but it's not right. That way anymore. Even to open a bottle of water, she can't do that. The little things that we take for granted, and as a caregiver, just trying to get out to get a haircut that we take for granted, or to go get groceries, or to go to the pharmacy and pick up some medications. So we become dependent on others to do for us who are here 24/7.
Right.
So it's like a double-edged sword, and then, we want to go, oh, my God, I would love to get in the car and just go and buy my groceries without running through the store like a bat out of hell. And then... Mm-hmm. Hope I got everything, because I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm needed at home.
Right, and you're talking through the eyes of a caregiver, and I'm going to talk briefly through the eyes of the receiver. Now, I wasn't 84 when all this happened to me.
Yeah, right.
However,
give us a week or two, right?
Yeah, right. Single parent, four children, very independent, and next thing I know, I'm flat on my back, and the only thing I can move is my eyes. I had to go through multiple surgeries, my hip fractured, spinal surgeries, upper and lower, cervical, lower back, a lot of things, just went on one behind the other, and going to rehab. And it's like Shelley was saying, if she could imagine, I can shed some light on that, because I was there, and I had to learn how to feed myself again. I couldn't even feed myself. I had to learn how to take steps again, to walk again, and
brush your teeth and brush your hair.
Yes, all of that. I had to learn.
Normally, take for granted.
All over
and
again.
After a while,
and truthfully, I have to say, I did take it for granted, because once I learned it as a child, I was good to go. But then when it was all stripped away.
Yep. And
right.
Then you had to think about every movement, everything that you did.
Well, I couldn't even do that, because I couldn't do it. I mean, it was, years before I was even able to get to that point and go through rehab all over again to learn how to do those things.
Right.
Well, I tell you that you know, like all the feelings, it was all the things you go through, death and dying, you know,
yep.
with the denial and the anger,
yep.
and, you know, all the steps you go through, I went through, because I felt like I had died. The me
yeah.
that I knew was dead. You know, here I am, just a shell, you
yep.
know, not able to do anything. By the grace of God and my children, I made it through. Even when doctors gave up on me, I have to say that they gave up on me and told me I'd spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair and never walk.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, not only do I walk, I drive my car, you know, I can take care of myself and I get around. I don't have to have somebody waiting on me hand and foot like they said I would for the rest of my life. They even wanted to put me in a nursing home. And, again, glory to my children, they said, no, my mother's not going to a nursing home. And they took it upon themselves to take care of me. And when I say children, they weren't little. They were high school, college, and my baby was in middle school, so she was little, but the older ones, they were in college, older two, and the other one was in high school, and they just said, no, we're going to take care of our mother, you know, and they did, I'm here to testify, and they were caregivers at a very, very young age, when they,
yep.
you know, should have been out and, you know, having a grand old time and living up their life, they were taking care of their mother, which put a lot of guilt on me, you know. I felt so guilty. I felt so bad to the point where there were times when I said, you know, God, just take me, you know, because I felt like I was such a burden, you
right.
know, but they always told me I wasn't. But I had a hard time believing it. I really,
yeah.
really did. So that's why I said we bring a lot to the table, because you're talking, you know, from one angle. I'm going to shoot at from another angle. But I can also talk about the medical angle. So there's a lot of different angles this can be looked at, because I've also worked in nursing homes. And I have witnessed how a lot of family members have not taken care of their loved one.
That's right. They drop them off and they're forgotten.
Yes, they do. They don't even
yeah.
pay a visit in a cart. Nothing.
Throw away people. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you look at children, that even happens with children, because then they end up in foster care. You know,
yep.
a lot of foster care children are there because their family felt they were just too much work. Too much effort.
Yeah.
And they,
well,
you know.
I started out in foster care before I adopted Jim and Paul. And I took our Michigan's throwaway children, the developmentally disabled medical and mental.
Did they really call them that?
Pardon me?
Did they really call them that, the throwaway children?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was specialized. I was a specialized foster home.
Mm, okay.
And because of
right.
my medical background, that's how I ended up in that position.
Wow.
Yep.
And I can't see, you know, especially children being any less lovable than a normal child, if you want to say normal. I mean, today, what is normal?
Yeah, what's normal? I have been trying
to
get a life and get normal for all my life.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
To, you know, we're coming from the same, you know, genre, you know, being considered normal. But, and now here today, we are the normal ones, and we are here to let you know that you're normal also. Some days you may question it. Don't question it. You know,
I question it every minute, I think. If I lost my
not
mind.
Not anymore. You know, you're not brainwashed anymore. So You know, yeah, just dry it up now, shake out those cobwebs and what have you. Shelly, you know you're not brainwashed. You got over that. You're beyond that.
Yep. I am beyond that. I'm beyond that right now.
But, you know, we're touching some points that we had not planned on touching. And that's what I love about the programs that take place here. We go with the flow. Knowing what's going to come out, you know.
That's right.
Whatever way spirit guides us, then that's, you know, the journey that we're on, and that's what we're going to take.
And obviously somebody needed to hear that, or it wouldn't have come out, because both of us channel. We channel information. And so whatever we bring up, obviously we're supposed to be touching somebody's life out there and making a difference, because that's what came through.
Exactly.
That's why we don't set a itinerary for any of our programs, because you just never know what is going to come through.
Exactly.
So if we've touched your life and made a difference, that's what we do every day. That's what we strive to do, and we should all try to do that, because that's what we're put here to do, is touch lives and make a difference.
Right.
Every single day.
And I know that we have. I've received many emails and many messages, you know, from Twitter and Facebook, you know, Google Plus, LinkedIn, you name it. I'm out there, and many, many people have written me letters and told me the difference that I've made. I won't forget, one woman wrote to me, because I'm on WordPress also, and I blog, and I'll post some of the programs there. And she wrote to me on WordPress telling me that her son had been contemplating suicide, and he listened to one of my radio programs, and she said it totally changed his life, and he did not commit suicide. And
see,
I was like, wow. I was like, wow, that just blew me away. And then I had another person that actually came to me. And actually, she was another intuitive person. However, she was not aware of what was going on in her own life. And Spirit came and had me tell her exactly what was going on and what she needed to do. And I told her, and she wrote me this 3-page letter documenting step-by-step how she listened and what unfolded. And what happened was her boyfriend that she was living with was slowly poisoning her with some kind of medication he was adding to her, like, drink every morning, and was slowly weakening her, but it was also a medication that would not stay in the body. So even, you know, even if they did an autopsy, it wouldn't show up unless they knew what they were looking for. And she had been getting weak but didn't know why. And then what happened was Spirit had told her that she was not to eat or drink anything that he ever served her again. And when she stopped, she started regaining her strength and getting better. And then Spirit went on to for me to tell her what to look for, and she did, and gave me a name, and I told her, and she looked it up, and then that's when, you know, she knew exactly what to do and how to do it. Because it told exactly what was going on with her body and the symptoms and everything. And so she wrote me a long thank you letter, you know, for being that instrumental tool to allow Spirit to work through me to save her life, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I get those stories like that, which just, you know, just lets me know, okay, all right, you know, I'm definitely doing what I came here to do and what I'm supposed to do, even though as a child I was told the complete opposite, you know. But, you know, back in those times, you know, everything was either black or white, and it's not black or white. There are shades, and there are also misunderstandings, which we need to, you know, really pull ourselves out of being brainwashed and understand what really is the truth. Because what's the truth for someone else may not be the truth for you. And that's where we really want to get you. What is true for you?
Yeah.
Woo! Wow.
Very well
said.
That was
all channel. That was channel.
Yeah,
I was,
there you go.
You know, I couldn't stop until it was all out. It
that's
was all
right.
out.
Yeah, you did. You did a wonderful job. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
Wow. So, would you like to add to that? Because, you know, I think we got a really solid foundation built on that. I don't want to thin it out. It feels pretty good. What do you think?
I think you've done a really good job. And
well,
I
know,
think people,
it was both of us
I think that,
the foundation here.
Huh? Well, I was going to say, I think that those that are listening are thinking and they're saying, well, you know, maybe they know what they're talking about. Because we're all, I don't know where this is coming from, but, you know, we're all supposed to believe that if we say anything negative about the situation that we're in, or if we complain, or if we do anything that would be looked at, frowned on, because this, you know, then we would seem like that we are really rotten people, when in actuality we're not. We're normal, we're human. That's what's called the human condition. And so it's okay to have the feelings that you have. It's okay to want to... the only thing that's not okay is murder. I really can't tell you that's a good thing. But it's okay to be angry. It's okay to cry, and it's okay to... wonder why you ended up in the situation that you're in, mainly because we're human. And everybody wants a life. Well, I have never had a life. In fact, if a life came up, bit me in the ass and says, hello, I'm your life, I would have to look at it and say, excuse me, you've got the wrong sucker, because I've never had a life. It's just one of those things. You just gotta take it and go with the flow, because when life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. And these are experiences, and that's what life is all about. It's not about being selfish, or that you think you're missing out on something. It's because we all want to travel. We all want our own lives, and we all want a sex life, and we all want this, and we all want that. But sometimes you got to put it on the back burner until that time is right, because there's a time and place for everything.
Amen. Amen. And with that, that concludes our introduction into support for caregivers and receivers. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us tonight, and for just loving who you are. Love yourself. Be good to yourself, and know that you are not alone. Shelley, would you like to bring a few words to closing?
Yes. Yep, we're going to cut her short tonight, because it is our first night in our introduction, but hopefully you'll all feel much more comfortable about calling in on May 12th, when we'll be back again with our support group, and we'll meet new friends and make a difference in lives that we never knew possible, because all of us have a story. All of us have a situation. And unless you say something, honey, we can't help you. But we're here if you want to share. So I think what we can definitely say is everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. And when you fully realize that, believe me, life will be much easier. There's a reason why. And that's where we fall into a collective consciousness.
Amen. So in Divine Love and Light, we invite you to join us every month. Click on follow if you're online. You'll see the word follow. Click on and Blog Talk. We'll let you know every time I'm going to be on live. So this way you won't have to miss out on anything. And you can also listen to all the archives. There are many, many things there for you to listen to, from stress to depression to love to loneliness to cancer to a numerous amount of different subjects that are being touched upon. So it's all free, no charge. All you have to do is go and listen. So there's not one reason that you have to say, well, it's too much, I can't afford it. We already did the work, and we're giving this to you as a gift from our hearts to your hearts. And with that, I'm going to say good night and love and blessings. Good night.
Good night.